Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again to this week's podcast. We want to look on the final leg of this month's topic about how to work for Christ. We looked on the mindset. We looked on why it's important and what is it that you want to do, having a mission and vision, what is that you need in order to get started. Last week, we looked on how to prepare yourself to serve, which is pray that your faith does not fail, strengthen the team members, encourage persons and encourage yourself to remain faithful, and also expand your capacity through training. Our core scripture comes from Romans 12:4-5, and it says, "Our bodies have many parts, but these parts don't all do the same thing. In the same way, even though we are many individuals, Christ makes us one body, and individuals who are connected to each other." So what we want to look on this week is how to strengthen your team and how to strengthen the team leader. Those are two sections we want to look on this week. And there are four reasons. Let's start with strengthening your team. And there are four ways in order to strengthen your team. And this comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. And the first thing is that instruct those who are not doing the right thing. So it starts with, when you're strengthening your team, it talks about giving instructions to those who need it. So that's the first level of instructions. So it talks about having clear guidelines, clear job descriptions, clear instructions as to what the expectations are, and steps in terms of how to actually do the job. The next thing is that cheer up those who are discouraged. So those who get discouraged from time to time, who are not meeting the expectations or not getting the results required, those may need some level of support and encouragement in order to retrain them to meet the level of expectations and work. So it shows that the very important aspect of capacity building and training, mentorship, that will go into building up these persons to actually do the work. Help the weak. So those persons who are not performing at the level, help those persons to meet the level. So once they're weak, maybe weak in faith, weak in skill set, that's where the importance of training persons know to do what it is that needs to be done, and be patient with everyone. Not everyone will execute the job at the level that is required right off the bat. It will take some time in order to get persons up to speed to what is required. So as the scripture says, we encourage your brothers and sisters to instruct those who are not living right, cheer up those who are discouraged, help the weak, and be patient with everyone. So those four principles will help you build your team in an effective way. It's all a part of the onboarding process. So it starts out with the instruction. So teaching persons, this is what it needs to be done. So last month we talked about, like, for example, you're running a soup kitchen and somebody volunteers to be a part of the team. Where do their skills fit perfectly? Where are you going to start them out with? Is it that you're going to place them to serve on the line, to serve the soup itself? So the instruction is, serve the soup. This is the containers that we'll be serving the soup in. We don't put this is the amount that considers one serving. And you work with them to ensure that they're doing it the right way, until they can actually manage on their own. Some persons might get weary while doing it, and this is where the cheering up comes now, in terms of, say for instance, you're dealing with some of the homeless persons who are not necessarily pleasant in their attitude, and they are struggling to deal with this thing. This is now where you encourage them not to get discouraged by the work and by this person's attitude, to discourage them from doing this noble act. Also, if somebody is weak, maybe weak in their faith, maybe they don't want to stop participating for whatever reason, and they have some needs that is not necessarily a part of the soup kitchen ministry that we're talking about. But they have some other needs that needs to be met that is affecting them doing their job properly. Helping them in that area or providing some level of assistance can ensure that they remain faithful to the work. And the last portion in terms of be patient with everyone, not everyone will get the skill right away. Not everyone will start a service soup right away or engage with the homeless persons in the right way that is expected. It will take time for them to understand what is required and why they need to approach it a particular way. So that's the team member part. Next section we want to look on in how to strengthen the team leader. And we get that from verse 12 and 13. Brothers and sisters, we ask you to show your appreciation for those leaders who work among you and instruct you. We ask you love them and think very highly of them because of the work they are doing. Live in peace with everybody. And there are four principles that we want to take out in terms of how you strengthen your team leaders. And the first one is love them. Like really show appreciation to them, love them. You know what I mean? Say a kind word if you see them doing good work, you commend them. And also love them by just doing the work that you need to do to ensure that the vision that they are overseeing is executed properly. Think highly of them. That's the next reason. Don't think low of your leader. Don't underestimate or undervalue the person who you are working for. The Bible also talks about you must respect everyone. So you're sharing love to those who you are working with and thinking highly of them. Show your appreciation. Always say thanks or some way in which that you can show how you appreciate the person and the impact not only they're having on others, but on your life as well. And the last one is live in peace with everyone. All this month we're talking about a divided team versus a united team. Ensure that you are the person that ensures that the team leader enjoys and continues to do what they're doing so that the work of Christ can continue. And Hebrews 13, I want to leave you with Hebrews 13 verse 17. It says, obey your leaders and accept their authority. They take care of you because they are responsible for you. Obey them so that they may do this work joyfully and not complain about you. Causing them to complain would not be to your advantage. So I just want to leave that word with you this week as we bring this teaching and series to a close. And as you look to work for Christ, ensure that you're doing it joyfully. Ensure that you have the right attitude and ensure that you're contributing and helping to enhance the goal and the vision of the mission of the work or the ministry that you're being a part of. Until next time, till next month, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.